There's Clint Black and Lisa Hartman Black with When I Said I Do here on Iron Country. And this morning, we'd like to welcome one of my all-time favorite country artists, Mr. Clint Black, to the Big Red in the Morning Show. Good morning, Clint.
Hey, Big Red. How are you?
It's great to have you on the show. I'm excited. I was telling somebody the other night that when I first started in radio, one of the first songs I got to debut on the radio was a song called Killing Time.
Wow. It's hard to believe how long ago that was.
So, yeah, we've been doing this country music thing for a while. And now, Clint, on November 17th, you're heading out for the Mostly Hits and the Misses tour, which will be here at the Coronado Theater on Sunday, December 18th. And I think the title is pretty self-explanatory, but do you want to tell our Iron Country family what's in store for them at the Coronado in December?
Yeah, my wife, Lisa Hartman Black, is coming along. Our daughter, Lily Pearl, is coming with us, and you know, they have a lot of wardrobe changes. I don't. They come and go from the show. Lisa and I do some of our duets. The three of us do stuff together. Lily sings one of her favorite Carrie Underwood songs and a new one that I produced for her. I wrote with David Foster, legendary musician, songwriter. And then we have, you know, intimate places like this, you know, a few laughs with the audience, a great band. It's a fantastic show, according to me. We're really excited. We're really excited to get back out on the road again as a family. I've got my cousin now joining the band on steel guitar. So we're growing.
Yeah, that's it's got to be great to be out on the road with your family throughout the holiday season. And like you just said, your daughter Lily's performing with you on tour. That's got to be a proud dad moment every night when she takes the stage.
Yeah, I have to play it cool, you know, and just be the guy in the band backing her up because I am proud of her, you know, not just, you know, for her talents, but she's turned out to be a great person. I'm taking half the credit. And, you know, we love being together, you know, as a little trio. And the band has become their road family now. They're like uncle band to Lily. And it's just we feel lucky. We feel blessed to be able to do this together. And we're really proud of the show we're putting together. We're going to rehearsals here in about a week, and we can't wait.
Now, besides, you know, being out on the road and performing live, yeah, I see that the third season of your talk show, Talking in Circles, kicked off in October. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about the show and where it's available for those that don't know?
Yeah, it's Circle All Access. If you have Dish, you've got Circle. It's where the Opry plays, and the show comes on right after the Opry. This Saturday night, I'll be taking over Circle the whole time. I'll be on the Opry, and we're going to run a bunch of other stuff of mine. And it's a conversation just like we would have backstage. The things that we would talk about in the green room or back in the dressing rooms. And it's one guest. We have a live studio audience. It's, you know, Circle does a great job with it. And the conversations are, you know, it's me and Steve Warner or Brad Paisley or Luke Combs, Dennis Quaid, you know, Scott Hamilton, the Olympic champion, and Joe Bonamassa or Peter Frampton. You know, I mean, imagine the whole idea came about because I would walk out of, you know, backstage talking to somebody in an award show and go, man, if the fans could have heard that conversation, you know, they'd love that. And so that's how the idea came about, was that's the kind of conversations I would love for people to overhear. And when we hit that 2020 lockdown, I got on a Zoom call with Circle and pitched them the idea, and they bought it. Right away, they loved it, and they've been really encouraging me to just go wherever it goes. But this is the conversation we would have backstage.
That's awesome, because I had the opportunity once to be backstage at the Opry, and some of the, like you said, the conversations and some of the things that go on back there, if the fans could know that, you know, they would get a big chuckle out of it. And what a great thing to take them inside of what's going on with that. You know, I was talking, like I said earlier, you know, I remember debuting Killing Time on my radio show back in Madison back in the day. Now, we've both seen a lot of changes in country music over the time. What would you say is the best thing and the worst thing that's happened to the country music genre in the last 30-some years?
Well, I think the best thing is the ability to reach the audience more easily. Mm-hmm. You know, we have all these ways of sharing things with the audience and hearing from the audience. And things that really push us to share more of the personal stuff or the behind-the-scenes tech stuff. You know, I know personally I love seeing, you know, when somebody will sit around and play some, you know, something great on their instrument and share a clip of that. The worst thing, you know, I'm a staunch, you know, critic, but I don't like to critique other artists much because I know how hard it is to realize your vision for your music and how many people are involved, especially when you get record companies involved. I saw country music trending a little more pop, but we've seen that before, and I try to tell everyone, you know, country music goes through phases. You know, it's not always like my dad was worried about country music when I was younger, and I told him this country music's not going anywhere. But I found myself going through that same thing and remembering that that country music has always changed, but it always seems to come back to its roots. That's where I am, and the more in the roots. So I try not to be that guy shouting, "Get off my lawn!" You know?
Yeah.
You know, one of the last generation, you know, from the 90s, you know, poking at the new guys, you know. So I tend to just look for what I enjoy the most, and it's out there. Country music's not going anywhere, but that's the. You know, that's the compulsion that I have to fight is not to be a critic, because it's really hard to make the record you want to make. And a lot of these, you know, artists get signed to the labels. The labels have a lot to say about what the music is going to sound like. And I don't always, you know, I'm not always a big fan of label people being involved in the music, so I get kind of critical about that.
Exactly. I totally understand that, and what that kind of takes me to the next question, where at the beginning of the month you played with Cody Jenks at Red Rocks, and we're actually now right now here at Iron Country playing the version of Nothing's News with you and Cody and Ward. And Cody's been one of the most popular artists we have here at Iron Country. What's it like? What was it like doing that Red Rock show and getting familiar with Cody's audience?
Well, first of all, thank you for playing that song. I was so thrilled and flattered to get the call from Cody and Ward Davis, you know, saying they were going to record it and asked me to be a part of it. You know, from the first time I got involved with those guys, you know, they've just been, you know, so reverent that I have to sort of push them out of the reverence, you know, and just, you know, treat me like a regular guy, you know. And but it, you know, it still, it's flattering. And as much as I kid with them about that, and so, you know, they make me feel really special to them, that my music is really special to them, and I know what that feels like, at least from my perspective. The guys I looked up to, you know, I toured with Merle Haggard, and I remember that feeling of being around him. So I kind of try not to equate it too much and put myself in that category, but it is... You know, it's flattering. It's flattering and humbling and all of that stuff. Putting that aside, they're so much fun. They're such a great band, the both of the guys' bands, and it's like, it's a fit. It's such a good fit. You know, you get together out there, and as musicians and artists, we just immediately gelled. I typically tour as an evening with. It's just me and my guys. So it was so much fun to blend in with their tour, and then to have Cody come out and do a couple of songs with us, and then I would come out later and do a couple of songs with him. We did Nothing's News. We did Big City by Merle Haggard. Um, and and they're great. They're just, it's country music. And, you know, I remember that feeling of, again, country music is not going anywhere. You know, these are younger guys, and look at the audience. You know, these people are loving traditional country music.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it was all of that stuff. I mean, that's a really long roundabout answer. the short answer is it was fantastic, the whole thing. And singing Nothing's News with them was hard to describe. It was great to sit back and listen to them sing part and then jump in there for mine.
Yeah, I bet it was. It's a great version, and we love playing it here. And lastly, Clint, before I let you go, I always ask the artist, now, which one of your songs are you the most proud of? Now, I don't mean it was the biggest hit. It's just the one that makes you the most proud when you think about it.
That's a tough one because there are categories. And but as far as compositions go, as a songwriter, when I said I do, if I had to choose a second one, it would be Spend My Time.
Great songs.
But then, as you can see, I start on down the road to a list because it's hard to pick just one. But I love what I said I do says about my marriage and, you know, how it was written, what it says about who we are.
That's outstanding. Clint Black is with us this morning. He is going to be at the Coronado Theater on Sunday, December 18th. For a great night of great country music, along with his wife, Lisa Hartman Black, and his daughter, Lily. And we've appreciated having the time this morning. Clint, where is the best place for my Iron Country listeners to keep up with what's going on with Clint Black?
Well, follow me on Twitter. I'm there being a twit. Instagram, TikTok. I'm doing all of that stuff, sharing things all the time. ClintBlack.com is still active and accurate, but follow me on the socials. And there's also you can sign up and we'll text things directly to your phone too. So ClintBlack.com for all of it.
All right, Clint. Well, we appreciate you coming on the air with us this morning. We look forward to seeing you in December. We want you to travel safe. And once again, thank you for coming on Iron Country.
Thanks, Big Red. Appreciate it.